Wendy Goulet is with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency. She joins us on the line today. Wendy, thank you very much for joining us. Comments on the fact, please. National Truth and Reconciliation Day is Tuesday.
Yeah, so we have September 30th is Canada's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's also known as Orange Shirt Day. It's a time to remember the children that never returned home from residential schools, to honor our survivors, and to recognize the resilience of our Indigenous peoples. Here in Peace River, we're going to be bringing the community together in two special ways. One is on Sunday, September 28th, we invite everyone to join the Truth and Reconciliation Run Walk. This is a chance to walk or run in unity along the river, reflecting together on the meaning of reconciliation. Registration opens at 11 a.m., and the run walk will start at 1 p.m. And then on Tuesday, September 30th, we'll gather at Riverfront Park for a full day of cultural events. At 11 a.m., we'll be having a pipe ceremony at Strong Creek Park. It'll be right beside the unmarked graves that are down there. We thought it was really important to bring awareness to that area. We have Elder Teresa Cato that will be lifting the pipe. So excited for that. That's at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. And then at 4 p.m., we're going to have an event in Riverfront Park. This will be a full day. We'll have a jigging and karaoke singing competition. This will be open to anyone. Take the first 10 people in each age category. We have some cash prizes. We'll also have little tiny mini workshops that are going to be for free for people to come in and learn to bead or learn to make dream catchers, sew a little tiny medicine bag, play the bowl game. We have Lillian Lubican coming from Little Buffalo. She's a Cree elder from there, and she brings the bowl game, which is a really fun game to play. And just on a last note, I guess, reconciliation isn't just for one day of a year. It's along the choices we make every day to listen, learn, stand together, and showing up for the community and helping keep the truth alive while celebrating resilience.
With Truth and Reconciliation Day and with the things that are happening, the day of and the symbols across town in Peace River that have been brought forward and proudly displayed, things like the Treaty 8 Memorial downtown, like the Treaty 8 crosswalk painting that is there in front of the Third Mission Hotel, which I just recently understand was the old Peace River Residential School. How much are people, in your estimation, still learning about the fact that this dark age of Canada existed?
For learning the true history of Canada, I would say a lot of people. So downtown in Peace River, the Treaty 8 monument is it's there to recognize that Treaty 8 adhesion to Treaty 8 was signed right down right in Peace River, right approximately where we have the monument. So we together with elders from the area and with Peace River Aboriginal Interagency Committee, we got everyone together and we wanted to monument that Treaty 8 was signed here, because a lot of people even know that it was signed right in Peace River. So we got together with elders, we made the monument, and they also want to include storyboards, which is just behind the monument, which share a little bit of the local history to help people. And I think having like the crosswalk there for National Truth and Reconciliation Day helps so much. Even when we were painting it, we had people keep, like, people that just kept coming up and they'd start talking with us, and Judy Ducharme, our amazing artist, you know, she was able to share about her dad's journey into in residential school, along with myself. My dad was in residential school, so we were able to share some of the history right then and there, and I think people really want to know and learn. We're always hosting Cairo's Blanket Exercises, too. Taking part in any of these things to open your mind, that's taking a step in reconciliation, because you're opening your mind to learn. Even if it's something small, that's just one more thing you know about the true history for Canada.
How good is it? Now, I asked this question because I've got a four-year-old in kindergarten this year. How good is it for the kids, whether it be the youngsters or the teenagers, also to learn about this?
It's good for all ages to learn about the true history of Canada, and obviously within reason. There's some things you wouldn't share with the kids. Like they don't need to know some of the things that happened in residential school, but just knowing that they went there, you know, and there's just soft things that there's so many resources online now, that, and books about it, age appropriate, that can help people learn about residential school. Our Peace River Library has a good collection of books, Indigenous books by Indigenous authors, and they can help guide people on what resources or what books they have that would be age appropriate, which is really good. They usually have them on display in the front of the library when you go in, like in September, and along with in June when it's National Indigenous History Month.
Absolutely. I asked this simple question, Truth and Reconciliation Day, Orange Shirt Day. Is it a time to remember or is it a time to celebrate?
It's a little bit of both in my mind. It's obviously a day for people to remember, but it's also a day for honoring our resilience. And I don't know if I use the word celebrate, but I mean, we're showcasing our resilience. We're still here. We still know our culture. We still know our ways and our ceremonies. So this is a way that we can show to the community and celebrate that, yeah, we are still here. You know, no matter what we've gone through as a people, we are still here and we're still proud to be here as Métis First Nation people.
I appreciate this. Wendy Goulet is with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency. Wendy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.